No, not a big warrior like you. A human warrior at that. But we shall never get more than that if Father finds out what we did. Yes, please share your fire with us. It's so much colder outside of the forest, and our silken dresses offer little protection against the chill of night. Oh, the moon's blessing upon you, sir, if only all of our troubles were solved so easily. But how can I forget? I was the one who lost it somewhere on the road. Even after retracing our route, we could not find it. Oh, that would be so wonderful. Were that the case, my gratitude would know no bounds. Quite literally none. Well, and our nubile elven flesh. Look! Is that our father's dagger he has pulled from his pack? Or do my elven eyes deceive me? I can scarcely believe our luck. Do you think he might return it to us in exchange for lusty sex with two curious but unusually flexible elven sisters? Yes, sir. Shall we take our silken dresses off now? Oh, yes. The potion. I had forgotten we had it. We cannot have you getting worn out before we have shown our full gratitude. Let me get that out of my pouch here. You will like this. It is true, we really are that good, and neither my sister nor I would be deprived of the full experience of mating with you. Do not be so shy. It must be overwhelming to be faced with not one, but two beautiful elven girls, sisters as well. But let me give you a taste of what is to come if you but taste that potion. I will open my mouth nice and wide so that you will too. Oh my, I guess I will need to open my poor little mouth extra wide, but I can definitely do that, especially to thank such a generous man. I would have something inside my pussy as well, but even larger than a tongue, at least if you do not mind my not finishing my oral ministrations on you, dear warrior. I have already coaxed a little of your seed out already, but I do not want to waste it in my mouth. So would you be upset if I mated with you? Yes, definitely facing you. Hold my hands to balance me as I move on top of him. Oh, I hope so. But you must call it a cock, as their kind all do. Then keep holding on to my hands, dear sister. His manhood points straight up at me. I think I can just lower myself and. Do not orgasm before me. Don't you? Do not orgasm before me. Do not you dare. I will be cross with you if you orgasm before me, sister. Oh, and your fingers, ever so insistent, they bring my nipples to life so easily. You definitely have got it all. Perhaps later we can share a mouthful of your seed back and forth. I can believe it. Touch me, and you'll see why. Oh, for your fingers upon me, upon both him and I definitely insist. I cannot help it. It feels so good. I want to just wear him out a little. Oh, gods, yes. Yes, I will come so incredibly hard. That was glory. That was glorious. Oh, yes, a second dose. Let me get off and find it. Wait, you will need this. Drink it, please. It is important you drink it right now. Oh, I have never seen her so lustful. You should mate with her extra hard. Use up as much of your stamina as possible. Try to wear her out as you did me. Do it now, please. I want my sister to experience your cock, too. She needs a proper, what is it your kind calls it? Yes. A proper fucking. Well, here it comes. I know you have never had something this size in you. I hope you are ready for this. Impressive, is he not? Intriguing. You mean to lick my pussy while I lick the two of you? Oh, I so want to find out. Move your legs further apart, both of you. Now let me get under. I like that. Can you taste him inside of me, sister? Yes, we definitely can. Yes, lick it all out of me. I will feast on your juices as well, now and after. And I'll forever have the magical memory of watching his cock gliding in and out of your perfect pussy. No, do not hold back. Do it as hard as you want. Then explode into her, and both of your nectars can drip down onto my face. I would not have it any other way. Now get ready, sister. He's going so fast now. I think he means to finish soon. Oh, that is not fair. But so very nice. Oh gods, he's going to come. Get ready. We can all come together again. It feels so nice when we do. That was splendid. But let us catch our breaths for just a minute. So pull yourself out of my sister. But slowly. And let me try to catch all of that delightful mixture in my mouth. Yes. This is perfect. One of us under each arm. This must be so comfortable for you, human. Why, I do believe he fell asleep on us. I was not expecting to have to use a second one, or to mate with him for so long. The best anyone ever did was fall asleep on top of one of us. But those were all elven men, and not this creature. He was truly impressive. I was afraid for a little. I was afraid for a while. I knew we had to wear him out by making him exert. I was afraid for a while. I knew we had to wear him out by making him exert himself more. I feel worn out as well. Humans are much more spirited lovers than elven men. Yes, but word about us was getting around. And look, I was able to find his coin purse from where he tossed it. Look at all this money. Humans have so much more wealth than forest elves. Now do not do that. Do not go falling. Now do not do that. Do not go falling for Almark. We are better thieves than that. You are impossible. But you are also right. It is all part of an act. Men are at their most vulnerable when they are being seduced. We do not always have sex without marks. And then we leave them behind very poor, but with big smiles on their sleeping faces. Just like we are going to leave this one behind. We are experienced rogues and not bad in a fight. Mate with him every night for possibly weeks? Well, what kind of a sister would I be if I made you suffer through it alone? Yes, you did. No. No. Let him sleep. He is going to need his rest with the two of us around.